It was no more than 100 yards to the water over coarse sand that was now scattered with fronds and dead mangrove leaves from the night's storm, and as he dove into the cool water, he washed away the sleep and the night and the cruel words that had come from her drunken lips, the cruel words that came every night. There would be no apology, no mention of what was said. He rubbed the water over his face and through his long, sun-bleached hair. He opened his eyes in the salty water and felt the pleasant sting. Anchored far off in the distance was the boat, which they had not visited for 3 or 4 days. This afternoon, he thought, he might paddle out to reset the anchor chain, to see if the wind had loosened any of the hatches, and to gather a few cans of food for the beach. But from where he stood everything looked fine, and he might not get back out there for another day or so. Nothing seemed urgent now. Nothing required his attention. As he returned and approached the hut, he saw Marcella sitting there in the white plastic chair smoking a cigarette. She looked past him into the distance, not seeing him. He said nothing to her as he passed. Inside, he pulled down the smaller of his 2 spear guns from the wall and inspected it from butt to tip. The trigger was rusted, but would pull fine in the water. He would just need to keep it well pointed a moment longer without raising the tip as he pulled. The stock was worn and scarred, but solid. 2 of the surgical tube bands had broken, leaving only 1 that was growing stale from the salt and the sun. It still had a few shots left in it. The spear shaft was straight and smooth, but the tip was rusted and needed to be filed. His sharpening stone was still on the boat. The single spring-loaded barb was rusted over, and he knew it would do little to keep a strong fish on if he hit it off the spine. He glanced up at the better 6-footer, but he decided it was too cumbersome for the 2 or 3 small snapper he was after for lunch. From the 3-legged table he grabbed his oval purge mask and his dive knife and belt and was back out the door toward the water. Marcella saw him walk by, but did not look up. She was still holding her same cigarette, though it had burned down and she had not yet brought it to her lips. Though there was no reason to, she would wait until he was gone before she would get another drink. He hit the water with a soft splash and had made it 30 yards or so before he came up for air. Once he did, he stood on the sand up to his chest and readjusted his mask and felt to make sure his knife was still there in its sheath. This part of the lagoon was shallow and sandy. The few dozen fish that had scattered before him when he first dove in were wary and skittish out over the open sand with no place for cover, keeping their distance just beyond his reach. He wasn't after these fish anyway. 100 yards out into the deeper water ran a coral ledge that would afford him the cover he needed. The larger fish were there as well, if he wanted to take one. The sun was now on his back, and as he kicked out toward the reef he was growing warm with his movement. His mouth was dry from the rum the night before, and he wished now that he had tied a bottle of fresh water to his belt. But he was strong from his many months in the water, and when he floated above the reef a few minutes later he was not out of breath, and it seemed that his thirst had left him. Yet he leaned back and floated there for a minute to calm his heart.